the wholesale gas prices. There have been a massive increase, obviously, in the last month or so. Huge increases in the amount that people are paying on international levels, and that feeds into our cost of electricity. Well, with me on the line to talk about, I suppose, what you can do now and into the summer and ahead of next winter in terms of trying to manage your bills, manage your suppliers, try and get the prices down whatever way you can, is James Murphy of BillGenie.ie, and he's with me on the line. James, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to listeners. How are we?
Okay, tell me first of all, look, what have you been seeing in your business in terms of, you know, what's happened up to this point, even before the Iran war, January and February? How busy were you in terms of people concerned about the high prices?
Yeah, I suppose just to quickly cover, Jerry, if you don't mind, for people who are not familiar with us, right, BillGenie.ie, we're based here in Kenmare. We're in the Kenmare Innovation Centre, which is up above, overlooking Kenmare, lovely spot, owned by Sean and Mags Jones. With BillGenie.ie, we help people to save money on their utility bills. They upload a bill and we'll send them back a deal and try and get the best deal possible to help them save the money. The utilities we work with, electricity obviously is the main one, gas, broadband, solar PV and card payments for businesses. I suppose there's three of us here now. Ishka and Christian are there. They're listening in upstairs. There's three of us. But just to say before we even start, just a huge thank you to the Radio Kerry listeners. Since we did Operation Savings back in 2022, we had a great share of the Radio Kerry listeners came on board, and I'm happy to report that look, over 90% of those people are still there from 2022, and we're looking after their energy every year. To get back to, so big thank you for that, and you're creating jobs in Kenmare, which is fantastic, and we'll keep that going. To get back to your question, right, it has been a difficult winter for people on the energy bills. Before the Iran situation even began, right, we had already noticed that January and February were extremely busy for us. I suppose, what will be causing that? I suppose, look, a couple of things. You have, this was the first year in 3 or 4 years, or the first winter, where there were no government credits at all, yeah, right? Up yeah. to that, we had credits kind of every year, so they kind of masked over the actual prices as such, because people were getting assistance. Those credits are gone now, so people are fully exposed now to the full cost of the electricity. The other thing that I suppose impacted is the poor weather, right? As you know, look, it's been probably the wettest winter or wettest start to the year in a long, long time, and the poor weather has meant that people are using more energy on light and heating, so it's a kind of a double-edged sword, really, with the credit are gone, prices are high, and you know, people are having to use more. So if people have noticed that their bills are higher, look, just to say, you're not alone, you're not the only people, it is affecting everybody, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Iran war has started. It's been on for a number of weeks, but that hasn't hit residential prices yet, or fed through, I'd imagine. So what are the suppliers likely to do in the next couple of months if, and it's an if, the gas prices remain at the elevated level that they are?
Yeah, I suppose as soon as the Iran war started, look, commercial pricing was hit straight away. Like, literally, the war started on the Friday, Saturday. On the Monday, commercial suppliers pulled their prices straight away, right? So it affected commercial new business prices. Anybody that was in a contract, it didn't affect them really, unless it was a wholesale contract. But commercial was affected straight away. We haven't seen the impact of it really as such on residential prices, or at least residential prices haven't increased yet. Okay, but it would be likely that it will happen kind of down the line. What we did see is that the suppliers straight away began reducing the percentage discounts that they were offering people. So new customers signing up, while you might have got a 30 or 40% discount previously, as soon as that situation started in Iran, they've started decreasing the discounts down to 20%, 10%, that kind of thing. So that happened yeah. straight away. And the other thing was, anybody that was offering a fixed price for a residential customer, they pulled those rates straight away as well. So yeah.
How
everybody
much
knows.
How much commercial rates go up by, James? Just for, let's say, someone starting a new business or is out of contract looking for a new contract, are they facing a much stiffer bill as a result of what's happened?
What happened over that weekend, right, Jerry? Like, we were offering prices to somebody on the Friday, okay? And by the Monday morning, well, sorry, the prices were pulled Monday. It was Tuesday before the suppliers gave us the new pricing, but some of them had actually gone up 10 cents a unit in 3 days. for a new person signing
up. If you're a heavy user as a business with fridges, with cookers, with whatever you might be doing, that's kind of a big impact on your bottom line. You have to factor in.
Of course. Yeah. For anyone using thousands of units, a cafe, restaurant, that kind of thing, right? It's crippling. That's a huge difference. Now, thankfully, things have recovered a little bit since then. That was just the initial 10 cent. Things have dropped a little bit. So they're now a little bit higher than what they were. Before it started. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can people do, James, everyone, whether you're a business or a residential, what can you do in terms of, I suppose the first thing is look at what's happening and get information as to what you're paying, what your rates are, where you are in your contract, all of those sort of things.
That's the thing, yeah. While there's a lot of doom and gloom and people might feel helpless, there's still things that you can do, you know, just to make sure that you're paying as little as possible, okay? So, like, the first thing is you have to access your bills and you have to check your bills, right? So anybody who tends not to bother looking at the bills or just doesn't, or maybe if somebody who is locked out of their online account and they can't access the bills, make it your business to get access to your bill, right? If you're not happy using computers or computer literate, get somebody to help you, a family member, friend, right? It might be as simple as resetting a password to be able to get in and log in. If you need assistance, contact your supplier and they'll help you logging in, right? It's part of their job or part of their service to you, is that they have to do that. At least if you have the bill, you know, by accessing and checking your bill, you can make sure that the usage and pricing are correct and you can be aware of how much will be going out when your direct debit is collected in 2 weeks' time. Like, otherwise, you're going at it blind, you know. So checking the meter readings is important, especially if you have a non-smart meter, okay. Check the bills for estimated readings. You know, particularly if it's a place where maybe the meter is indoors and the meter reader can't get access to it, or if it's a gated property where the meter reader can't get access, or if the meter is locked away, make sure that you're checking the bills and checking for estimated readings. If it's a smart meter that's been activated and the readings are going back automatically, that's perfect. It's ideal for that situation, actually, where the meter reader doesn't have access. But if the meter reader can't access your bills, it's very important that you check the readings, check the bills, and submit your own meter readings if you need to, right? Because otherwise, you could have five bills estimated, Jerry, in a row, okay? That means that you've almost a year of electricity that was purely estimated. So you could be spending, or you could be using a lot more power than they're billing you for. And suddenly then when the meter is read or when a meter reader is put in, that's how you end up with this huge shock bill of all the power that was built up over the year, as opposed to building up in 1-2 month period, you know?
Yeah. So that's very important as well when you look at that.
Yeah.
And the other thing then, James, that people can do is, like, obviously look at your options in terms of who you might sign up with. Obviously there is the overall thing of, look, understand your uses. There is a smart meter option there now, and that's been developing, I know, smart plans with the smart meters and changing your usage and how you look at that to try and, again, maximize as much as you can save as possible.
Absolutely. And now, I suppose the big news about smart meters recently, Jerry, will have been at the start of March, there was an issue with the ESB smart meter data, right? We understand it was a software issue in the background, caused hugely increased usage data over one weekend, right? I checked my own smart meter data for that weekend and it showed that I used 15,000 units over 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was an issue with the software. It was sorted, or it's being sorted, right? My own smart meter data now is back online. It's perfect. I wasn't billed any extra. It was sorted. As soon as they found out about the issue, the supplier stopped billing people while that issue was being sorted by ESB Networks in the background. So that is sorted, or is being sorted. Like, people shouldn't worry about smart meters from that side of things, because it's being taken care of. Smart meter plans, there's a plan to suit everybody, Jerry. Like, there's 24-hour smart meter plans now, which weren't there years ago. Before, if you signed up to one, it would automatically almost bring in a peak time charge between 5 and 7, which didn't suit people, or people didn't adjust their usage to suit it. But there are now 24-hour smart plans available to people, and, like, some of the suppliers are offering a cheaper rate on the smart 24 than on the non-smart 24. So there's definitely things people can do.
Yeah, and that is part of what the consideration should be. You should look at all of those things to try and minimise the issue that's coming, which is, you know, obviously the ongoing costs that are there anyway, and the concern it may see it. When, James, do you think if we were to see it, we would see, you know, companies announcing higher prices? And hopefully, like, we're saying all this in the hope that things will be resolved tomorrow and things will get back to normal price-wise on gas and oil.
Hard to know, Jerry. I couldn't put a time on it.
Yeah.
It's hard to know. Again, it's way above our pay grade, I'm afraid. We have to take it as it comes, you know.
But people should be using the summer with the less usage of electricity, James, I'd imagine. To get that, if you need to get your house in order, get it in order ahead of the autumn.
Absolutely. Yeah. It starts with getting your bills, making sure you have access to your bills, right? Check, are you in a contract? If not, contact us. We'll help you get in a contract, no problem. Out-of-contract rates are crazy high, ridiculous high. Some commercial suppliers, you could be looking at 55 or 60 cent a unit on out-of-contract rates, so definitely not worth going out of contract. So make sure you're checking these things. Even if you're still in a contract, do get in touch with us, right? If you're in a contract, we'll mark you in the diary to come back to you with a review when the time comes, you know? And, like, it might be a case of getting into a contract now, even though you know there was better available before. We'll get the best deal you can get now. In 6 months' time, it might be a case of paying €50 as an exit fee to move to another tariff if better tariffs do become available down the line. So, like, you could be saving €300, paying €50 to save €300, so you'd be up €250, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can still go into contracts now. Most of them, it's only €50 to exit, and it may make financial sense to do that down the line. But definitely make sure people are looking at their bills, checking their meter readings. Feel free to get in touch with us here at billgenie.ie if you want assistance.
All right, James, brilliant stuff. Thanks for taking us through all that this morning. That's James Murphy with us on the line from billgenie. Just give me that advice to assess things now, depending in the situation that we're in, of elevated gas and oil prices globally and the effect that has on electricity prices to come. And as I said, hopefully we will see some sort of resolution. The latest emanations from the White House and Donald Trump is that he's saying peace talks could start up again in 2 days in Islamabad between Iran and America. And if that was to happen, if they were to finally come to an agreement and to get the oil flowing through the Strait of Hormuz, that would certainly benefit everybody and benefit things.